I'm getting the same thing. I think you might have put something on the block. It says fraud shield summary. Okay.
That's our cleaners.
Hey, is Joe in?
That's me.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, this is Nico with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
All right.
Good. Hey, I don't know if you remember, but we actually spoke back in summer about some equipment financing, working capital. You said you're kind of thinking of, you know, needing some additional cash on hand, but you weren't really, you know, sure. You said just follow up.
Well, I'm still pretty good yet. I'm doing pretty fine right now.
Oh, that's good. Okay, that's good to hear. Business has been good since then?
Well, yeah, it's been good, and we've had some pretty good days, and so it's done better, yes.
Okay, well, yeah, just to kind of refresh your memory here a little bit, because obviously this is a while ago, we have you pre-approved with us for $250,000. Okay, right. I mean, is there anything that you can use that sort of money for, like cash-wise?
Well, you know, we could... I need some equipment, but I just ain't decided on it yet, you know, but that's
okay.
What we're fixing to think about next. That's what we're working on.
Okay, are you trying to, like, update some old equipment that you have over there?
Yeah, that's what we need, a couple of things.
Right, what type of equipment are you looking at? You know, have you kind of been in the talks about it?
We need a baller. We need a baller, that's for sure, you know, and...
Mm-hmm.
Probably another dry cleaning machine, but that's what we're thinking about.
Right. Are you looking to possibly bring those things on before the year's end?
Well, I don't know yet. I really don't know.
Okay. Well, Joe, you know, on my end as you know, a lender, when we do this type of equipment financing, we work a lot with actually a lot of cleaners. Done multiple deals in the past, and you know, multiple deals to come as well. Usually what happens is we try and help you guys out before year's end, because are you familiar with Section 179?
Not really.
Okay, here, let's just quick rundown of it. Section 179, it's a tax code in tax legislature, and basically what it says is that if you do equipment financing, you know, during a year, you're able to write down the interest on the equipment that you're financing, so it lowers your taxable income. So when your, you know, taxable income gets lowered, you're not paying higher taxes to Uncle Sam over here. So it actually helps out, because it lowers your taxes, you get to write off those interests, and you know, everybody wins. You save money, you don't have to pay a lot, there's more cash in your accounts, you know.
Yeah.
Have you looked into that? Have you heard about it before? Is that something that might interest you? Because, you know, recently, last year, government expanded it where you can have $500,000 worth of equipment, like the value of the equipment, be the maximum that you can write off. So if you have, like, two pieces of equipment that are worth, like, $500,000 or something like that, you can write off whatever the interest is on those pieces of equipment. And usually that's, like, a larger amount of interest that you can write off. And essentially, you're saving a lot more money.
Well, I'll really think about that. Talk it over with Mark, see what. But we're planning on a new baller and probably a new dry cleaner.
Right. How long have you guys been kind of in the talks about this? Because I know last time when we spoke, you were more interested in the capital. You weren't too sure about, like, the programs that we had, so I kind of explained it a little bit. And obviously, the equipment financing is, like, you know, your traditional financing route that everybody pretty much knows about, but we also had our capital route, our working capital, which is just an unsecured cash loan. So if you know, needed money for anything, expansion, you wanted to cover some inventory, just have some money on hand, it was another option that we were kind of talking about a little bit.
We're thinking about it. We're just thinking about it, you know.
Okay. Not a problem. How much do these boilers and dry cleaners usually cost you, you know?
Well, yeah, a good dry cleaner is about 20 to 25. You know, if you get any size, you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't have a 50-pound dry cleaner, well, you know, you're losing money.
Yeah, you need like an industrial strength one.
Yeah, and the boiler, they're about the same. About the same, really.
Okay, now typically, when was the last time that you actually, you know, brought on a new piece of equipment? Was it a while ago?
Yeah, it's been a while, yeah.
how long we looking here? Just got to give you a ballpark range. 1 year, 2 years, 10 years?
Oh, no, we're talking in the 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's time for that upgrade, definitely.
Yeah, it is. It sure is.
Yeah, so
we're
so
really considering it. We really
That's
are.
Good. No, that's good. I mean, like, I just kind of want to get a better perspective on how we might be able to help you out, because our business, we're privately held bank, we usually like to, you know, really dive in, get to know your business, get to know you, kind of see how this type of equipment's going to help you out and see how we can help you grow as a company and as a business. You know, we develop these relationships with our clients. We've been in business for about 14 years now. We started off with equipment financing, so it's kind of like our specialty. It's our bread and butter. We've done it for a while now. We've seen almost all types of different situations and everything.
Well, just give me a 30, 40 days or so here.
Okay. Joe, I don't think I asked last time. Do you have an email address? Do you use email address for the business? I can just shoot you over my contact info, because I don't think I got that last time when we talked. It was very brief.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is... It's under Jackson's Laundry.
Jackson's, is that plural?
Do you find now?
Yeah, your email is it Jackson's Laundry at what?
I think that's email. Yeah, that's 8327683820. I think that's Mark's phone number there.
Okay, so are you and Mark both the co-owners?
Yes, yes.
He's your what,
Mark's
sorry?
Mark's my son.
Oh, Mark's your son. Oh, okay. Are you guys split down the middle, 50-50?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Dad, when you get as old as I am, you done split it out.
How long have you guys been in business now? It seems like for a long time.
I'm 40-some years.
What? 40-something? Wow.
Yeah.
So you guys have been established within, you know, your community and everything.
Oh yeah, we cover we're in the industrial laundry, you know, we do mm-hmm. some rental stuff, you know, and all that.
Mhm. Have you guys looked into, you know, I know you've been in business for a while. Have you looked into expanding at all?
Well, we in some products and in some equipment, like say that we expand. We just took on a new client here about 4 months ago, five somewhere in there.
Okay. What you know? Just out of curiosity, what type of clients do you normally serve?
Well, maintenance men. Car dealerships and stuff like that, you know, or as uniforms, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, of course, I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, and we also do some gloves and sleeves for some factories, you know, to keep them from getting their arms burnt and burning their hands up.
Right, yeah.
Clean them for them, you know.
Yeah, no, one of my coworkers over here, he kind of focuses on doing manufacturing financing. So, you know, I definitely see, like he's told me, oh, yeah, you know, these guys either working in, you know, on the floor. He also does a little work in the coal industry. So, you know, I can tell how dirty it probably gets and that those things need to be kept up to date, at least for the uniforms and the clothing and the protection that they need.
Yeah, we had, that's one of our biggest items is protection in these plants, that way.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, they're working with either dangerous machines that they've spent their entire lives working on that they know of, you know, and you never know what can happen. You always just want to be prepared and you know, safety is the number one concern, especially in an industry like that.
Yeah, very true.
Okay, so here's what I'll do, Joe. You know, it was good catching up with you. I appreciate, you know, the time that you're giving me here. And, you know, I'm sure that we can help you out with this type of financing if you guys are looking to go forward with it, which I highly recommend doing before year's end to get, you know, those tax advantages that I told you about. I will call you. How about I do this? I will call you next month. Maybe middle of next month. Does that sound good? You know, after you and your son have kind of talked.
Yeah, I think that sounds mighty good.
Okay, yeah. I mean, you know, kind of, if you wanted to just let him know as well, let Mark know that I gave a call too. Just kind of update him on, you know, the types of services that we offer. And the good thing about us, Joe, to kind of, you know, give you a little peace of mind, is that, you know, typically when you go through the equipment financing route, I'm sure in the past you might have had to put a down payment on some of these pieces of equipment that you've used, right?
Yeah, yes.
Well, with us, there's no down payment. So you don't have to take money out of pocket and put a down payment on it.
Okay.
So that's just another perk of our programs.
I got a customer. I got to go.
Yeah, not a problem. It's good talking to you, Joe. I'll follow up with you here.
Same here.
All right, bye now.